Away from your radio? Listen to 1010XL on the 1010XL app, a free download for all smartphone users, or say, Alexa, open 1010XL.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, only on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Now, the Edwin Watts Golf Team.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Watts Team. Who's that? That's the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour with Caddy Mike Rayo, Super Looper Leslie Fisher, LPGA.
Oh, yeah.
Director of Junior Golf at Ponte Vedra Inn and Club.
Yeah, we have a whole foursome today, do
That's
we not?
Right.
How can you not have a foursome in the Masters week?
Got Mayor Matt keeping the ball down the fairway on these incredible, lush, perfect conditions at Augusta National.
Yes.
It is my favorite week of the year, Masters week, Masters weekend.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. I'm Tom Ashton, the old pro. And boy, we're going to dig in. We had a tentative guest today, John Davis from Hon McGolf. No show yet, so
something
we'll see.
Suddenly, maybe Justin Rose may have called them.
Said, "Hey,
I need you up here."
But anyway, speaking of that, next week at the Edwin Watts Golf Shop at Phillips and Shad Road, we have a Hanma fitting day.
Oh, there you go.
From 10:30 to 4. Put that on your calendar. We are brought to you each week. And thank you so much. Ping Golf. Caddy Mike's got the Ping visor on this morning.
It is. It's signed by two-time Masters champion Bubba Watson, by the way.
He's going to. Caddy Mike's going to play his best.
Speaking of, we'll get to last week's picks and the possible adjustments thereof. We're so happy to have Leslie here, as always, because she's the best part of the show. But Leslie now has the advantage of making her picks.
I've got an advantage.
Yeah, 36 holes in.
It really helps to be patient.
Yeah. Aha, very stylish.
That's what to call a hold-off
bet. Yeah, because, I had to make my Rory Justin Rose picks last week.
Yeah, and I took Fowler and Watson.
God.
And
it's still possible, of course. It's only halfway through. But the top is so packed with great players at 700, 600.
There's really no way to know who's going to win it yet.
That's right. So many.
And, of course, we're brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops.
Yes.
Largest golf retailer in the world. Top 100 business world golf shops. Top 100 fitters right here in your backyard in Jacksonville, Florida. Ponte Vedra Beach at A1A in Butler and Phillips Highway at Shad Road, 1 mile north of the Avenues Mall. Here for 20 years now. 50 years in business. We have it A to Z. And here's the bottom line, folks. Edwin Watts Golf, a division of Worldwide Golf, is all about you. Beginner to expert, we have it. We're there for you. Come in, tell us your golf stories, ask us questions, let us evaluate your swing, your equipment, whatever.
Yeah, you get a caddy built in, you get an instructor built in, you get a fitter built in.
All in one. And you know what? Caddy Mike, Leslie, Mayor Matt, it's always free, you know, unlike many fitters in the game and golf shops and other golf retailers, we don't charge for fitting. It's just, first off, we never have. We're not going to. It shouldn't be done. The vendors provide the equipment, the tools, the knowledge, because all of our fitters are certified. We have to take courses.
Yep.
We go out to the vendors. We're engaged. Just like you are with your golf game, we're engaged in you. So stop by your local Edwin Watts Golf Shop and see what's happening. And speaking of what's happening, all right, the new you can stop in your Edwin Watts Golf Shop, and we've got a Titleist Blitz going on. What is that? You can stop by and enter drawings and win fabulous prizes. At my road at Phillips and Shad Road, we've got this amazing Titleist custom cooler.
Ooh.
Now, this isn't just like
golf is
styrofoam or plastic. This is the real deal, folks. This thing, it's got wheels. It's got its own cart. It's wood framed. Titleist is engraved in the front.
Wow.
It's kind of fancy.
Okay. I mean, it is bad beep. All right, so you can stop in.
He
you don't have to do anything
himself.
But register. Yeah, drop your name in the cooler where we have a slot to put it in there.
In the cooler?
Yeah.
Like,
about,
this is mine now.
In about 60 days, it's like about 40, maybe almost 45 more days, we're going to draw a winner.
Nice.
The Edwin Watts Golf Shops will draw winners of these fabulous, cool, Titleist custom products that we're going to give away. And there's going to be one we're going to give away for sure. So run over there. Check it out. We did, there's a display contest, Phillips of Chavreau. We did this amazing, you got to see this display, folks.
Yeah.
You know, you got to see this display. It's about, we set up as a picnic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Right?
Very good idea.
It's got a picnic table and the Titleist balls look like chairs. We stacked the chairs. Well, we went to Hagen Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
In San Jose. Okay, and Jacob Hagen was very kind to let us on loan for the display a big green egg.
Mm.
Wow.
Which
perfect
goes with your green jacket.
Goes with the green jacket.
I'm
That's
seeing
right.
a theme here.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Little and, masters going on.
And just, folks, if you don't realize what a big green egg is, if you're not cooking,
you're not
barbecuing,
cooking right.
smoking, cooking on mm-hmm. a big green egg,
you're missing
you're not
out.
Doing it.
Yeah,
folks.
You're missing out.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
A big green egg and that Titleist cooler, and you probably get a dozen yellow Pro V1 golf balls. Why don't you, you know, add it to the gift, Tom? Why not?
I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll do that. I'll yeah. throw
and,
in
and now,
the winner, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
The winner of the cooler.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give a dozen of the brand new Titleist Pro V yellow golf balls. Great.
The yellow ones have been so popular. Everybody's trying them.
Bubba's mm-hmm. playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why I picked Bubba, because if he wins, he'll be the first golfer ever to win the Masters with a colored golf ball.
Him That's and his true. Golf balls.
Great reason behind that decision. So anyway, I want to thank Hagen Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
And Jacob Hagen for letting us borrow the big green egg for display, folks. And it's got a special, there's a special price on it. So, you know, call Hagen Ace Hardware and say, hey, look, man, I was over at Edwin Watts Golf Shops and I saw this big green egg. And I want one because I'm going to smoke some ribs and some wings.
Nice.
Okay?
Mm-mm.
All right. The new Scotty Cameron Phantom X putters are now available.
Nice.
They're cool. They're like black with this fluorescent yellow lineage or green kind of yellow aiming line. They're really neat. Okay.
Nice.
Taylor Callaway still a 50% bonus trade-in going on. We got new low prices on Taylor M4 Drivers Fairways Hybrids Irons and new low prices on Callaway Rogue Drivers Fairways Hybrids Irons. And to help geographically and chart your way through Augusta National or your local golf course, the new Bushnell Pro XE Laser Rangefinder is now available at your local Edwin Watts Golf Shop.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have one, I'm convinced that you need to get one now. Yeah, I mean the days
it's
of
time.
The days of the 150 bush for me, and you know, and
the,
a couple
the
other things,
in the middle of the fairway,
stake in the fairway.
Yeah,
you know, especially because you, in all seriousness, you have to figure out angles. Let's say you're 40 yards right or left, like I am occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
All right, we got to call
a
real quick.
We got a call.
Sorry, Mike, had to jump in there.
Please
we got.
Do.
All right, Chris, welcome to the show. You got less than a minute. What's up on your mind, Big Bay?
Hey, quick question. Speaking of the yellow golf ball Bubba's playing, he went with Volvic a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Big money. His play dropped off a little bit. He's back with Pro V1. He's playing better.
Mm-hmm.
Is it coincidence, or is that y'all think that's a direct correlation on the him taking the money and playing a lesser ball? I'll take it off the air. Thanks.
All right.
I think Bubba just likes things that are different. Obviously, when he was playing Volvic, it was a deal with Volvic. But I think he's playing the yellow Titleist just because he likes to have something different. And we all know that Titleist is a perfect golf ball, my preference, you know, if anybody needs to get me one. But the fact that they make yellow now and they've done so much
that was
research
subliminal, wasn't it?
On how to create an identical ball to the Pro V and offer it in colors, I think it's a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, that's a great call.
I think Bubba did take it for the money. And a guy like Bubba, who's that creative, if the ball performs different, Leslie, different trajectory, different curve, a guy like him, I think that threw him off.
I don't
and he
think
decided
was
he
the right
made
fit
a mistake.
For his swing,
made a mistake. He came back to Titleist.
All All right, we got to take the break. When we come back,
thanks for calling. By the way,
let's talk a little bit more about the ball and the color and Bubba. I got something to share with you.
All
right, here on Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. So, Chris, stay tuned, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We're brought to you by Ping Golf and Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Live on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM. Be right back.
You're listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Hey, welcome back. We're here to talk golf, be golf, and it's Masters Weekend. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour with Leslie Fisher, Caddy Mike Creo, Super Looper, Mayor Matt in the Box, and I'm Tom, the old pro. Oh, man, we were just chatting a little bit about break, and Chris, I hope you're still out there. I want to touch a little bit more on the golf ball. Augusta weather, you know, weather around here, it's perfect, going to rain tomorrow, a late chance of thunder showers. We could slide into a Monday finish up in Augusta. Yeah, Monday, they're looking at the PM thunderstorms, maybe around 2-ish to 4-ish. Let's keep our fingers crossed because the way the tournament is shaping up, it's going
to
be phenomenal.
You could tell yesterday the way the green started to change due to the weather, a lot of players started to struggle. You know, example, Tiger. Mm-hmm. I watched him leave so many putts short. But then there's other players that were able to adapt and realized, okay, I have to hit it a little firmer. Mm-hmm. Conditions are wet. There's more resistance on the greens. And I can go for these putts maybe a little bit more than I would on a clear day.
Yeah, it looked like the greens were holding a little better, too, on the approach shots. Now, Augusta has sub-air system.
Mm-hmm. So they can suck that out of there.
They could suck that out of there.
They can control the pace of the green.
Today and tomorrow, depending on whether you're going to see some of that.
I think, you know, one way to maybe look at what Tiger was doing was, well, my stroke is really great for the speeds right now. I'm not going to change it. I'll adapt a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let everybody else start banging the putts because once they turn on that sub-air and take the water out of these greens, my stroke's still going to be pretty good. These guys might be blowing the body by the hole. Mm-hmm.
Well, you were talking earlier about how you noticed that Tiger just seemed patient.
Absolutely.
Almost like he was reserved, like holding something back, not really going 100% at it yesterday.
Absolutely. You saw that in Jack Nicklaus. Mm-hmm. Okay. The greatest of players, they lived in this reserve world when they're playing on containing their emotions at certain emotions, containing the environment they were within themselves. Mm-hmm. And as I watched the last few days, the one thing I noticed about Tiger is he was very reserved and down inside himself, like, I'm just going to let things fall where they are. Mm-hmm. I know that to win this event, you're not going to win until the back nine on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to – if I can stay – close or in the hunt, which is what Jack Nicklaus always did, then I have the higher percentage chance of winning. Now, if you look at all the other players out there, if you watch them today, especially today, you're going to see a lot of these players that are on this leaderboard in this top tier that are up there right now. You're going to see their emotions change from shot to shot.
Yeah, that's not so good.
No.
I would not recommend that one.
You got to be steady Eddie, dude. And right now, Tiger's the steady Eddiest out there if you just watch him.
Case in point, the security guard that tripped and slid into his ankle yesterday.
Yeah, after that brilliant shot out of the trees. Yeah.
So if anybody missed it, as Tiger hit his shot out of the trees, the crowd was kind of rushing up to him, and a security officer was like running in to get in between the crowd and him.
Obviously. Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me.
And he slipped because of the wet conditions. Mm-hmm. And this guy just slid right into Tiger's. I think it was his right foot.
Yeah, on his knees. His knee hit him in the side of the ankle.
Oh, man. And for Tiger to kind of brush that off, you know he's in the zone. Or he's in the...
He's like, okay, an accident. Yeah. Let's go up and make the putt, right, which he did.
He did.
For a birdie. And you're right. He could have made...
That could have easily been...
Yeah,
the downfall.
Oh, the whole world. I think everybody watching went,
That's what I did. Yeah. I paused it. I rewound it. I watched it again.
Because it looked like it was so fast in the real mm-hmm. life moment.
Yes.
You kind of like,
what was that?
Why is he limping? Did I see what I saw?
Why is he limping?
And then they went back and replayed it. It's like, oh, yeah, I did see what we mm-hmm. saw, right?
And that picture, that guy's gone viral. Yeah.
Well, you know, we also talked about as stringent and as, you know, if a fan gets out of line there,
they're gone.
Somebody taps you on the shoulder, and they have two security guards, they escort you off property.
Please come with us.
And if you happen to have a badge, that's confiscated forever.
Did they kind of punt this guy off property?
I don't know.
We need a security guard. You're out.
You're not working Tiger Woods group anymore.
He may have had a meeting with the chairman or something to that effect.
Right. Yes. Well, anyway, hey, Chris, I hope you're still out there. You touched on the golf ball.
The yellow golf ball.
All right. It took, like Leslie said, it took Titleist a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like food coloring, folks. You can't just put food color in the mix. Color
an
of the
Easter
golf
egg
ball
or something.
And it's yellow or pink or whatever.
Because that changes the weighting and the feel, density
the sound,
the feel.
Everything.
Yep.
So Titleist, you know, the reason it took so long for Titleist to come to market with the yellow Pro V is they had to know that it was going to be the exact same ball that the white Pro V was.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I mean, and
that paint is the layer of something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big, big move. Mm-hmm. So, and been very, very successful. Now, with Bubba playing the colored golf ball. A lot of you probably don't know this, but Bubba in December had LASIK surgery.
I did not know that.
What that means, folks, if you're like me and a few others out there, as we age, we don't see the white golf ball coming off the club at, 180 miles an hour or so. Okay, 200 with Caddy Mike and 350 with Leslie, offer driver.
I've been working out.
Superior technology.
So
I've been working out.
The white actually disappears. You know, about 10 years ago, I went to the yellow golf ball because, as I swung through the ball and my body pivoted and spiraled up through the shot, and then I looked for the ball in the air. I couldn't see it. I literally was like, where's it at? I had to sit there and stare, and all of a sudden I saw it fall on the green. Okay. I switched.
And I saw it go in the hole.
Yeah, it was a perfect shot. I just couldn't see it.
It's always on the green when I hit it, right? Yeah. It's always on the green when I hit it. So I immediately switched that day. I had one in the bag mm-hmm. I found, and I said, well, let's try this. And sure enough, I hit it, and mm-hmm. I can find it in the air. So now think about this. How many tennis tournaments have you seen in the last 25 years, 30 years, 35, 40 years with a white tennis ball? None. Okay. How many?
So Leslie's never seen it.
All right. Ping pong.
They make white tennis balls.
The majority of ping pong balls now are yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you
or orange.
You ever watch softball, fast pitch softball?
Mm-hmm.
They're like neon.
How many of those are
yellow?
White?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If a crash happens at an IndyCar race. Yellow, flashing yellow. The yellow light comes on immediately, or even yellow lights in the traffic signals, because you see it better.
So Bubba switched into the colored golf
balls. Well, he's very visual too, right, Tom? As a player,
absolutely,
I mean.
He is. And if you're a visual versus non-visual mental individual, the colored golf ball is going to be a better choice for you to play.
Mm-hmm.
And you can. So the prediction is, inside of probably the next 20 to 30 years, there probably won't be too many people playing a white golf ball.
Right, yeah. Adds one more aspect into golf. Everything about golf is custom to the individual golfer mm-hmm. that's using that
exactly.
equipment.
Great point.
So mm-hmm. if it helps you, go for it.
Why
you just like the look of it, if you want to use the pink Velocity, I've hit those before. I like them. I like pink.
Well, I think
there's nothing because of the golf ball that I use it because of that. I actually prefer Pro Vs, but hey, if I'm feeling like I want to match my outfit that day, mm-hmm. I'm going to use that pink golf ball.
There you go.
All right, now you heard this first. All right, I'll raise my arm.
Mm-hmm.
I predict. Okay, and you can go ahead and try this now, and you can go see an eye doctor, and he'll probably tell you the same thing. People see different colors better than others.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just yellow, folks. We're talking about. I predict that if you find the right color of golf ball, you'll make more putts. I do. I think that you're going to see it better. You're going to see the line better because if you played like a yellow golf ball or a red or whatever, you start to visualize that color ball rolling down the line to the hole. Right? Therefore, you're going to see your line better. Therefore, long in game, you're going to make one or two extra putts per round. I predict that. It's a fact that, you know, in baseball, it's a white baseball. I predict somewhere down the road, 100 years, 50 years, whatever, optimally wise, you're going to find that, hey, we're going to pitch this guy red ball because he can't see the red as good.
I don't know.
You know, just some, I'm going outside the box a little bit here, but I'm telling you that it's true that people see color.
Yeah.
That's why, like in the military, if you want to go into nuclear, there's a color test with your eyes. If you don't pass it, and it's usually like the reds or oranges, sorry, dude, you can't be on nuclear. You're not in nuclear. Sorry, it isn't going to work out. So, you know, that's why you go to your local Ed and Watts golf shop and you start exploring the colored golf balls. Because it's going to make a difference in your game.
Yeah, and there's other things that golf balls do now, like Callaway does with certain kinds of
the TruViz,
and stripes on them and so forth.
Shamrocks
for
and
alignment
I think,
purposes.
Is it TaylorMade that just has the new golf ball that has like the
picks? The picks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got like a starburst.
I call it like a starburst.
On it.
Yeah. Or like a
very cool
fireball.
Interesting.
So I think that's why Bubba went. He could see it better. He's visual, like Caddy Mike said, he visualizes a lot. So that yellow golf ball with his eyesight and all that, I think it helps him. So, anyway, let's go to the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee with Edwin Watts Golf Shops. In this respect, folks, it's a mulligan. Well, we're going to give Caddy Mike a mulligan. Because his choices last week
it's like
were
a breakfast ball.
Yeah. It didn't quite work out.
Didn't quite
this
work
week.
Out. Yeah, so, yeah, like you, any other good customer, and no, I don't have a receipt, Matthew.
Okay, so Edwin Watts is going to reach out to help you out, Caddy Mike.
Okay, now.
You chose Justin Rose.
Justin Rose.
And?
And Rory McIlroy, the Players' Champion.
And so.
Because Rory told me he was going to win the Masters
a
few weeks back.
I think both of them got their shoes on the wrong feet.
Something.
Something.
Yeah. Something's off this week.
Something's off this week for Rory, and it makes me a little nervous that he's bringing around a feel-good doctor. Tom talked about Jack Nicklaus and Leslie and Tiger Woods. Once you become that kind of golfer, I think Rory's overthinking Augusta and overthinking the Masters and just not letting it happen, let the thing come to him. Should I let Leslie pick first? Because, you know,
No, you can go ahead. Okay. You take your mulligan.
All right, wait. There's got to be a basic rule here. You can't go, who's winning here? After two days.
I have my picks.
What? I don't have the leaderboard pulled up on my phone right now.
I'm going to go.
All right, now, I had Fowler and Bubba.
Right.
And both of them made the cut. And both of them are in striking distance.
Okay.
All right. So who's your pick now?
Well.
Do I get a mulligan?
Yeah.
Y'all give you a mulligan.
Right. Sure.
So Leslie gets four picks then, right?
Well, she only needs two. She's a superior intellect.
Oh, man.
Come on,
right.
Man. I'm switching from Rory McIlroy to, as much as I want to stay on Team Euro, I'm going to pick Dustin Johnson. That's my... and Adam Scott.
Okay.
Because I know Tom wants to pick Tiger. I'm not going to step on those toes. I'm going to let him do it.
All right. So you've got DJ and Adam Scott, the two tall guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about you,
Leslie,
Tom? No, I want to hear your
first.
Moment.
You get your first two.
I'm a very loyal person.
Individual. Yeah.
And there's always two people that I'm just like mildly obsessed with. And that would be Jason Day or Brooks Koepka.
Jason Day
and
Koepka.
I don't know. Something about them.
Yeah,
those are mine.
Both tied for first.
I would love to see Jason Day win.
He's the nicest guy in the world, isn't
he? I hope his
Leslie?
Body holds up.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know if he's got enough in there for two more rounds, but I love him.
Yep. It would be a great
And his
champion.
Whole family. It's so adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, Louis, I would love to pick Louis.
Oh, Louis because,
but
and
he
I
always
that.
Has one hole where he like takes his putter and hits himself in the head or something.
That's
like,
a mistake.
Really?
As his caddy, I wouldn't recommend that.
Cooch has been playing just really steady Eddie golf. but his
can
putter,
he make enough birdies to win the Masters? I don't know.
Gets in his way. So I got to go with the two guys that I run with a lot. Mm-hmm. And you know, I did Fowler and Bubba, but I got to go DeChambeau and Woods.
DeChambeau
and Woods. I knew Tiger would show up every
two
somewhere.
Completely different personalities.
Two totally opposites. Yeah.
Bryson had a great first round. In his second round, he made a bunch of mistakes. And so he's maybe three under or something mm-hmm. like that after two, so needs a really good round today.
Yeah, if he doesn't go like Jimmy Pearsall mental, he'll be okay.
Nobody picked Phil, speaking of going mental. How could I let that opportunity slip?
You don't get another
can
one.
Can I get another mulligan?
Wait, are you going to a different Edwin Watts now?
All right. If Phil wins, let's just say I was confused.
All right, we're going to talk about this in a confused break here on the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. When we come back, Leslie's going to give her final two picks.
Oh, I get
because you picked two,
I
right?
I get more.
You
I did.
Two. All right,
yeah.
Well, you got two because we got four going.
You get a built-in mulligan.
And then, of course, Mayor Max going to chime in with his pick to top us
off. He only gets one.
Here on the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour, brought to you by Ping Golf. Play your best, and guess what? What color code are you? And Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Live here on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. Be right back.
This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Hey, it is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour. Hey, stop by our two incredible Edwin Watts locations there to serve you for over 20 years here in Jacksonville, 50 years in business, top 100 in the world. Southside, Ponte Vedra Beach location. Southside, I'm lost my chain of thought. Sorry, folks, it's Saturday. I've put in 8 straight open to closed days. I'm whooped. Hey, here we go.
Not nearly
locations.
Enough.
Phillips and Shad Road, 1 mile north of the Avenues Mall. And Ponte Vedra Beach at A1A and Butler, back of the Home Depot Plaza. If you need to rent golf clubs, folks, call the Ponte Vedra Beach, Jacksonville Beach location and reserve your set today. All the top brands, take them out. I know you got some friends that come to town need clubs to rent. We've got them. I think it's like $45 for the day. Ping, Titleist, Callaway, Taylor, they're all there. So call 246-981-7893. All right, and ask for Bill or Big John. They'll take care of your rental needs. All right. Thanks for tuning in this morning. It's Masters weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we gave our picks. Leslie, you got two more picks, and Mayor Max is going to trump us all with his master pick.
All right, so I picked Day and Koepka before. I think I'm going to go with Molinari.
Another great choice.
Very just steady.
Talk about a guy who doesn't make any mistakes.
He doesn't show any emotion.
Mm-hmm. That just shows the brilliance of Leslie because she can pick the guy who's like kicking everybody's rear all year.
Leslie's got three people tied for first.
And yesterday I watched a lot of Xander Schauffele.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and as a player, I haven't really watched him or followed him much, but I liked how he approached things yesterday. You know, he was very calculated. Him and his caddy mm-hmm. seemed like they had a really good understanding. They were on the same page the whole day. Mm-hmm. So I think he might have a shot.
Wow.
All right. Mayor Matt.
Y'all, this was a very close for me. There's a lot of good picks between y'all, but I got to go with my gut on this one. I got to go with Dustin Johnson, just one shot off the lead right now. So I'm rolling with Caddy Mike.
I see how it is.
I see
how it is.
Yeah, you know, brother.
It must be the green jacket that Caddy Mike has on right now.
I think it's swaying his opinion.
I think the green jacket gives me a certain sense of credibility with Matthew.
I think next year that nobody's allowed to pick anybody that's tied for fifth or better. Okay. All right. Now, here's some interesting stuff that we thought we'd want to entertain you with today. That you know that every now and then there's a golf, you have a beer, right? Or, you know, your favorite cocktail.
A
well,
lot.
You know, the Masters has a drinking game.
Ooh,
I did not know
what?
This.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was allowed. That's a violation of club policy, I'm sure.
I got to go set my Revo.
I thought I'd kind of go over real quick the rules of the drinking game.
Yes.
And for some of you, it might be fun to take it to a new level this weekend. If a walking official is called in to examine the proper drop from the knees, take a knee and ice yourself.
Oh, God.
If there's a shoulder height drop penalty, pour your drink into your mouth from height of 3 feet or above. drink for 5 seconds every time they showed Tony Finau's injury from last year's par three contest.
That was so gross.
He had his little Nike boot on there.
I got messed up on Wednesday doing that contest. Woo!
Whenever McIlroy's pursuit of the career Grand Slam is mentioned on the telecast.
Oh, gosh. That one's going to get you.
Put me comatose. That would be it.
Drink for 3 seconds.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rory.
Yeah, drink for 3 seconds. And, of course, the Watts team will apologize later if Rory's in contention on the weekend. Jordan Spieth hits a putt looking at the hole. Drink for 4 seconds. If Jordan Spieth misses a putt inside 4 feet, drink half of your drink. Look away. This really could get ugly.
Uh-oh.
All right.
If somebody criticizes Jordan Spieth again, I mean, that's drinking every 5 seconds.
Drink two.
Drink.
Anytime a player hits a putt with a flagstick in, chug half your drink.
Oh, no.
Come on, Bryson. Take it out. Oh, Adam Scott, too.
He's just trying to help us all have a good time.
If a competitor does this on the 18th green, take a shot in solidarity with the player. As you know, the Augusta National members will be talking with him afterward. Anytime the broadcasters describe changes to the fifth hole, drink for 5 seconds.
Mm.
Yeah, how about that? What is it, 80-yard change in that hole? Yeah, they wanted to
like
take those. You go in those bunkers, you're looking at six. Okay. Mm-hmm. If Jim Nantz accidentally calls Nick Faldo Tony again, spit out half your drink.
Spit out half your drink.
If the cameras show a player consulting his green reading book, drink for 2 seconds.
Oh.
This could also be very dangerous.
It could be a penalty.
All right. If Bryson calculates azalea pollen in his pre-shot routine, funnel a beer.
Oh, my gosh.
If John,
they do that at Florida, Matthew.
Yesterday.
Occasionally. I've heard they do that.
When they were talking about players adjusting to the moisture and the course conditions, all I can think of is the clip of Bryson spraying his club with water to get the way the ball would come off of dew
on his golf club.
Every time John Rahm drops an F-bomb, drink for 1 second.
He's another one of my favorites. I really like him.
And he could win the Masters.
But he can't keep his mind level. Yeah. He's all over the place.
It's going to be tough.
Whenever Phil Mickelson's in the pine straw, drink for 1 second. Ugh, if his caddy brother Tim Mickelson speaks, drink for 1 second. He seems to be a man of few words when the camera's on him.
He signed a waiver. He's his own brother, and he had to sign a waiver with Phil.
Anytime Phil tips his cap, gives a thumbs up, or shows off his insanely muscular calves, drink for 1 second.
Those are dancing calves right there.
If he's contending on Sunday, watch out. Let's see. Phil does the worm in his long sleeve shirt to a keg stand.
Do they even show those commercials anymore?
I don't see those commercials
with him in the button down office to course wear.
I don't know how well that shirt did. $150 a pop.
If anyone at your master's party says, hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
Yes, I do that every
drink
morning.
Drink for 5 seconds.
And it's not Jim Nantz, because he can, but.
If Tiger shows up with no sleeves, sunglasses, and a backwards hat, tweet the screenshot, then chug. If J.B. Holmes makes it into the featured group, sip slowly. This is going to take a while.
Is it 3 under?
I think he's 3 under.
He's on the leader. I mean, he's up there, but he's not, like, leading it.
And then lastly, every time...
2 under, Leslie.
2 under. Okay.
Every time the Masters theme song plays, drink some water, you're going to need it.
Yeah, there's the commercial break. Hydrate.
Oh, man. I thought that was entertaining. I got a kick out of it when I saw that.
Thank you, Thomas.
But then I really got a kick out of this.
Uh-oh.
You know, the Masters has really moved up. They've got ladies, members of the clubs now.
Mm-hmm.
They have
a great tournament last week.
Wasn't it something?
Women's
see
amateur?
The kind of game that...
The golf was phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. The sportsmanship. I'll tell you what. Any one of these guys on this leaderboard would take Kupcho's play on 13 and 15. Eagle birdie in the final round to win that thing.
Yeah.
You know, hitting hybrid in there and not 8-iron. The kind of poise they showed in the game. 67 to win the...
I'm a lot more comfortable hitting my hybrid than my 8-iron. Mm-hmm. I'd much rather be farther away.
We talked about it.
That was awesome.
That if you weren't watching the ladies golf last week at Augusta in the final round of the National Women's Amateur,
You missed out.
Missed out big time.
You missed learning things. You missed top shelf golf. You missed watching incredible players learn. You know, you could learn how to play golf, right? I mean, how to manual temperament, attitude, gamesmanship. Mm-hmm. It was all there. And we talked about how you didn't really want to miss it. And you didn't. It turned out everything they expected.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So hooray. So the Augusta's really moved up. Now where they haven't moved up yet is with the millennials.
Uh-oh. Oh, because they don't allow phones.
Yeah, well,
millennials don't know how to work without their phones.
Yeah, so that'll be the next, you know, some millennials are probably going to sue Augusta because I can't bring my phone and be on it 24/7, 365.
That's right.
Okay.
Tough.
All right, so if millennials ran the Masters.
Oh, God.
Proprietary green jackets for all competitors.
you need to chime in on this,
they
Matthew.
They get a sportsmanship award of a green jacket.
then anybody could get a green jacket.
Exactly, because there can't be any winners or losers.
That's right.
And these would come with optional.
They might cry.
They'll buy one.
These would come with optional soft serve ice cream outing available for players who missed the cut.
Sorry, soft serve ice cream offends me.
Vegan pimento cheese sandwiches made with free range oat milk. These are just a few things that are being thrown around.
Selfie station.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
A selfie station.
A Snapchat filter.
Snapchat filter. Leslie sounds like a millennial.
I know.
She's making a lot of these.
I have to relate. I teach kids.
You have to relate to them. That's right.
I'm in the middle somewhere. Yeah, I'm really
old
confused.
School who has to deal with millennials. That's
I'm an old soul that teaches children.
So I thought that was kind of hilarious that, you know, the nice thing is Augusta is very, because they talked about, in several of the interviews, they talked about changing 13 and 15 and making these holes, because they want the player to have to make a decision on the approach shot, and they want to give them choices, limited choices, but choices that can make or break their round. And that's kind of going away because now they're pounding driver down and hitting six iron in the middle of 15 green. And 13, they're driving it around the corner and they're hitting, you know, seven iron and six iron into where they should be hitting, well, I'm going to hit a three wood or a two hybrid. This is make or break, right?
Or three iron or, you know, a long iron or something like that, because those greens are not deep. They're very wide, but they're not deep. On 13, you know, if you're landing on the green with a long iron, it's tough to hold it. It goes over the back into the bunker or into that tough chipping area. On 15, once you carry the water in the front, if you go over the green, you go down into the water behind, but it's very shallow, which is one of the reasons why Nicklaus was so great. He could hit the ball extremely high with a long iron and just stop it right where it is. And one of the reasons Trevino had a tough time with the Masters, because he hit the ball very low and it was difficult for him to play those holes and make a check. So they bought property, I think.
Well, they bought the road behind 13
because they can.
Yeah, they bought the National. Road.
Yeah, they bought
the road. I don't like, you know what? I really need this space over here. I'm going to buy this road.
Yeah.
Hey, all you people. you got.
I'll build you a new one, but I need this one.
Yeah, we'll get you a new house and everything.
Augusta Country Club is right behind 12 Green and 13 Tee and all that. So they bought that. It took a while. It took a while. But they're making, little by little, they make these little quiet moves that nobody knows about till the next tournament year, right? Okay, you know, five was a big move. They wanted to make five bring the hole back the way it was meant to be played.
Driving a long iron.
Let me tell you something, folks. You see somebody in the bunkers on five, it's a six. They've made it where you are going to be penalized. So they're forcing the players to play out wide of the bunkers on five, so it puts a middle, longer iron back in their hands to a green that, if you haven't been there, folks, five green, you have to be exacting in all four quadrants of that green when you land the ball. And you got to be on the right side of the hole in each quadrant.
That's right.
Okay? So they're trying to maintain the integrity of the original design of the golf course with today's technology.
Yeah, if you get a chance to go to the Masters, even if it's the Millennial Masters, you need to go, because you could have a 10-definition television at home, and it just doesn't do the justice to the undulations, the change in elevation, and how difficult. You look, say, what's so hard about 14 green? Well, you should see it in person. And then you'd have a better idea that the thing goes over your head and down to the right and all that kind of stuff. It's the coolest looking course I've ever seen, the prettiest course I've ever seen, and the most challenging in terms of angles, whether it be angles that you hit your shots from the fairway on, uphill, side hill, downhill, almost every single shot. There's no level-wise.
Well, 13
course,
and 15.
Except on the tee.
You have a choice of the gamble choice of the longer shot, or you can lay up. And in the layup, it is zero picnic. Zero picnic. So here's one more thought before we slide out the break. This is kind of interesting. Did you know that probably the number two most TV purchased week, you know, the week before Super Bowl, everybody runs and buys the TV, right?
Right.
Did you know, percentage-wise, after you've been to Augusta and you've walked it and you've seen the property, how many people come home and on their way home they go to Best Buy or electronics store and they buy a bigger screen TV because now
like, I need a whole projector.
Now they understand what they're looking at.
They want to be in it.
On the weekend, they want to be there. They've walked it. They get it. So now on the TV, so they need a bigger, better TV.
So go buy a TV this week.
Go buy a TV.
So, hey, we'll be right back on the Ed and Watts Golf Shop Radio, brought to you by Ping Golf and Ed and Watts Golf Shop, on the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
We'll be right back on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
You're listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Wow, that was the theme song, so wait a minute. The Watts
Caddy
theme.
Caddy Mike's chugging his water.
It's time to chug. Isn't that the game?
I think that was a drink five.
Oh, wow. Or is that a keg stand?
Oh, no, that was the hydrate one. You have to drink water.
Okay. We're drinking a lot of water. Hey,
somebody
welcome back.
Somebody put Jim Nance on.
This is the Ed and Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour on Masters Weekend. I'm Tom, the old pro. With Caddy Mike Correo, Super Looper, Leslie Fisher's incredible LPGA. Mayor Matt in the box. We've been having fun and hope you have too. We appreciate you for joining us week. We'd like to certainly thank our sponsors, Ping Golf. Play your best. What color code are you? And, of course, Edwin Watts Golf Shops, division of Worldwide Golf, number one and largest golf retailer, most established and trusted in the world. We're there for you. We're all about you. You know, one thing about it, when you go to Augusta, you don't go to Augusta to find your game. You end up there because you got one.
Okay? Nice.
So that's my quote this week, because and that's from Gene Sarazen.
There you go.
The hardest thing about winning the Masters is qualifying to play in it.
That's exactly right. So we've had a lot of fun today. Hope you have. I want you to really enjoy it and take in everything that happens, keep your eye on every single player, because whether they win or lose or miss the cut, they got there. Okay? So they're kind of in that special crowd that we all wish we could be, and that's why at Ed and Watts Golf, we're there to help you hopefully maybe find your way there, even as a spectator.
Yep.
One day, who
Definitely.
Knows? If you haven't been, you really need to be – that needs to be one certain thing on your bucket list. Some way, somehow, find a ticket. You got to go, right? Leslie?
I just want to say good luck tomorrow. Ponte Vedra Inn and Club, we have our one-day member guest Masters-themed tournament in the morning. So it's a full field. So I want to wish the best of luck to everybody that's coming out for that. Hopefully we'll have good weather. I think we're going to have a little bit better than Augusta.
That sounds definitely true.
Yeah. Could be a Monday finish. Watch out. Hey, keep this in mind. Next week at the Edwin Watts Golf Shop at Phillips and Shad Road, 10:30 to 4, we have a Hanma Demo Fit Day.
Yeah.
So call and make your appointment so you can check out. That's what Justin Rose has in the bag. So anyway, thanks for tuning in, folks. We're going to see you down the fairway. And this week it's the green, green, lush fairways of Augusta. We've had a great time. I want to thank our sponsors, Ed and Watts Golf Shop and Ping Golf. And we'll see you down the fairway.